Hilliard Lyons is proud to become a part of Baird, a trusted financial services firm that shares our commitment to the community. I'm Jeff Main, branch manager with Hilliard Lyons. You can learn more about Baird and our new partnership at HilliardToBaird.com.
You know, every Friday we catch up with Lucy Shake. She is the City of Bloomington's Volunteer Network Director and helps us out on learning great ways to get involved in our community, whether it's from our couch, whether it's outside, whether it's on the internet. We can do and help in many ways here. Lucy, good afternoon. How are you?
Afternoon. I am staying busy.
Yeah. This Friday feels awfully Monday-y for Friday, so I'm happy you're here to give me a break, because it never feels like work when I get to talk to you. So that's the good news. It's beautiful outside. It's going to be beautiful all weekend long as we enjoy the final weekend of spring before summer rolls in the 90s next weekend. I don't want to be hot.
It sure feels like the first weekend of summer to me. Like you said, a Monday, everybody is planning stuff. I'm hearing a lot about people just getting out into the nature and walking around a little bit. So we're getting in gear. I feel it. Bloomington's back.
We are getting in gear. But still, you need help. Don't we have a big blood drive coming up soon that we need to make sure everybody knows about? I know that's not on your list. We talked about that last week, so please.
Yeah, June 23rd. That is coming up pretty quickly. Yeah.
Just go to the Red Cross site.
Sign up. Yep, you can sign up for your slot, have an appointment, go in, get it done, and keep everybody safe.
Now, every week I take your temperature on how we are doing here in the community with our nonprofits and people who need volunteer help. We're in a new stage as of today. I guess that's the good news, some little bit of differentiation there. We've been talking about that all day. But are you starting to see the volunteer world start picking up as well, or is it more kind of a specific needs? Tell me what's going on here on a Friday.
It really is picking up. Just as you said, in the last couple of days, folks have been back for about a week or so, and they've got their programming in line, and they're starting to let those volunteers back into that programming. So, like, one of the first ones we're looking at is one we know from every summer is the Each One Feed One Food Drive through Monroe County United Ministries. That's going to be on June 27th and 28th. My recollection is that's normally in August, but, you know, the need is here right now, and so they're looking to get some distribution and collection spaces in place now, and they need volunteers to do that by hosting a collection site. And what I saw on their website, and I have put in the listing this week that will be out there to all of our lists and distributions, is that they're looking for neighborhood distribution sites. So if you have a great corner lot, driveway, place that you're able to advertise that you can collect food, non-perishable food and hygiene items for Macon, you can be part of the Each One Feed One Food Drive.
So would this be like you would tell people in your neighborhood, hey, if you want to drop some things off, I'm the one that's I'm the drop-off point. Is that what we're talking about here?
Yes.
Gotcha.
Yeah, absolutely. Like in past years, they've had it so that someone is stationed at the grocery store, just, you know, by the collection box, and they're helping to promote it that way. That's not going to work out this year the way that they're, you know, reformulating it. They're going to need people to really get their communities and help advertise this and collect things in neighborhood distribution points. So if you're part of a neighborhood, or maybe even a faith community or any kind of community, if you have a group or a club, or maybe your school moms or anything like that, if you want to get together and host a collection site, you can really be a great help. As we know, the need for food is way up right now, and that's not the usual rhythm of, you know, the emergency food system being, you know, right here in June, but it is part of what the pandemic has brought to our doorstep, which is a more need for emergency food.
Lucy Shake is our guest this afternoon. She joins us every Friday to highlight the volunteer opportunities in our community. Now, the Monroe County Medical Reserve Corps, they're looking for a volunteer to help with a COVID testing site. Tell me about that. I know where that site is on South Walnut. What's going on there?
Right. Well, they're realizing they're needing somebody to have some information for folks that are coming in and to help with kind of that parking direction. So you'd be the welcomer slash kind of the
greeter.
Directions person. The greeter. So they call it a control and information station volunteer. So you'd have kind of a station where you're able to be and answer those questions for folks as they come into the parking lot, but not into the facility itself. So you'll be outside for the whole time, which is great, being able to just kind of have your own space, but to offer that helpful information to folks who are coming down to get tested. And as we know, testing has expanded, so there's a lot of people looking for that testing and a lot more need for kind of facilitation of where to go and what to do as you enter that area.
Now, this is the Monroe County Medical Reserve Corps. Do I need any medical experience to help out here, Lucy, or are they just looking for someone who can handle being out in the sunshine for a little bit or in the heat for a little bit?
That's right. They're going to have an ice cooler and a chair and some shade for you. But you don't need any other credentials other than being willing to help, having that helpful personality. A smile never hurts. But if you're interested in helping out down there, they gladly take your time to help direct people and make it a pleasant experience.
New Leaf and New Life, the Transition Support Center, is bringing volunteers back to their facility. What are those volunteers? What kind of volunteers do they need?
So this is, one of the examples of a nonprofit opening back up to have people inside the facility again. New Leaf, New Life is an organization that welcomes people back into communities who are re-entering society after maybe a period of incarceration. So they have this transition support center that has a lot of resources and activities for people who are in need of those resources. And so as a volunteer, you might be doing one of many things, including sorting donations, researching resources for people, being one of the greeters out front, or doing some of that sanitizing and cleaning that's going to be necessary to keep that facility open consistently, which is so important. We need these services in our community, and that means we're probably going to need some extra volunteers on hand to make it safe for people to come back and receive those services at our great organizations.
Lucy Shake joins us every Friday. You got big plans for the weekend with this gorgeous weather? I mean, 78 on Saturday, 77 on Sunday. That's perfect.
Oh, I think I just probably stay outside. I'm going to get out in the nature, do some hiking.
Get lost. Get lost.
Go find a stream or something. Yeah, go. Yeah, get lost.
Get lost. Well, before we lose you to the weekend, tell me about the Hoosier to Hoosier sale. When is that again? And what are they looking for?
So I'm not exactly sure on how they're going to transition this sale. It's a huge sale, usually happening in August when students come back. But as we all know, that is up in the air, and it's going to look completely different. So they're going to look completely different. Hoosier to Hoosier normally takes back material goods from students, collects and sorts and holds those all summer, and then sells them back to people who need them in the fall. But they're going to do it differently. Stay tuned for that information. But what they're looking for right now are people to collect the items. So June 29th, through July 3rd, there's going to be crews of volunteers needed to go into the dorms to collect all the things that have been left behind. And to do that, right now, they are collecting boxes. So boxes is the hot item of the spring and early summer. If you have boxes that you could loan to Hoosier to Hoosier or give to Hoosier to Hoosier, they will take them to help, get all that stuff into the truck and back to the warehouse where they can sort it.
You people who have been e-commercing during this pandemic should have plenty of Amazon boxes laying around somewhere, shouldn't you?
I have a few myself of varying sizes. It was a little bit of an outlet while being cooped up.
Yeah, but it's there. That's a good way to get rid of them because they're being reused.
Do not recycle those boxes. Don't recycle them. Repurpose them. That comes before recycle. Repurpose them into the community. If you can't get them to Hoosier to Hoosier, you can always get them to one of our pantries. They need boxes every week for distribution.
And as we always tell you here, don't throw anything away. We'll find a use for it. And online, Lucy, you have a COVID relief page on your website that shows all of the in-kind donations, literally anything, correct? We talk about this every week, and I say we talk about it every week, and I'm going to repeat it every week because, believe it or not, anything you have can probably help somebody or some organization before it goes in the trash.
Absolutely. And, you know, I mean, I just realized this with some of my gardening this year, that if you got the right tool, you can get the job done so much easier. So if we're able to get the stuff, the material goods to our nonprofits to do their jobs in a more efficient, effective way where they're not having to hustle around without what they need, whether it's paper, diapers, tools, we can really facilitate the services being delivered in the most efficient way in our community. And so you can go to bloomingtonvolunteernetwork.org/community wishlist. There's a lot of Amazon wish lists on there, so you can do that virtually. Just send it straight to your favorite nonprofit, or you can source it out of your garage or closet, or like you said, your stack of boxes, and take it to the drop-off point for that organization. We make it really easy and really impactful for giving.
Lucy, if people need more information in general, it's all at the website. What is that website one more time?
BloomingtonVolunteerNetwork.org, and you can find that big link to our COVID response hub, or you can check out any of the other listings from the calendar, or like we said, the community wish list.
And for all the Thomas Edison fans out there, the telephone number?
812-349-3433, and I will guide you to what you need.
Make sure you put on a little sunscreen as well. I don't want you getting burned on your lost, getting lost. Get
oh,
lost.
No, I'm going to get my base flare. I'm going to get my base tan this weekend.
Get it out there. Not the neon light tan that we get Monday through Friday. Not that one.
That's right. No, not that one.
All right, Lucy. I always love the time together. I love the information. Have a great weekend. Enjoy getting lost. And I will do it again next Friday.
All right. I look forward to talking to you then.
Lucy Shake, the City of Bloomington's Volunteer Network. Rod Holloway from Comprehensive Financial Consultants joins us next.